Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Party, man.
Yeah, brother,
like
solid.
Right on.
Lord, if I find favor in your sight, Lord, please hear my heart's cry. I'm desperately waiting to be where you are. I'll cry.
I never would.
the making of. If it had not been for the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be. Oh yeah. If it had not been for the pressing, I wouldn't be able to walk into my destiny. He's preparing me, preparing me, preparing me for greater. I feel a shaking in the spirit. I feel a beating in the spirit. Oh, I feel a pressing in the spirit. Preparing me for greater. I feel a shaking in the spirit. Oh, I feel a beating in the spirit. Oh yeah, I feel a pressing.
Greater anointing, God. Everybody to the Inspiration Factory. Tonight is Retro Sunday. You've got Dan Meadows and myself, Paul Sampson, as your humble hosts this evening. Once again, this is the Inspiration Factory, 319-527-6300 is the number to dial in. If you're listening in the chat room, you must dial in before the 11 o'clock hour or you won't be able to continue on with us. This is also offering of Epiphany, the Real Entertainment Network, where we do poetry right and we take our socks off. Van, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good, Paul. How you doing, my brother?
Whew. I'm doing good. Ripping and running, but I'm doing good. I appreciate your help, bro.
Hey, no problem, man. No problem at all.
But we had Pentecost Sunday, and we had a bishop come from out of town to preach. Ooh-wee.
And did he tear the house down? Did he tear the house down?
We have a choice tonight to speak. Now, Commander Thompson,
Paul needs to come back to the mic. You're too far from the mic.
Oh, how's that?
Much better, much better.
Is that better? Okay.
Absolutely.
Oh, look at God. You never find a parking spot in this parking lot. But guess what I just found?
A parking spot.
A parking spot. Absolutely. God is good, I tell you.
Yes, he is.
Usually on the street. Once the sun goes down, it's a wrap. Oh, my brother, if you would please do us the honors of bringing our show in prayer.
Absolutely. It'll be my pleasure. Let us all go to the throne. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, we humbly come before you, thanking you for being you, God. And thank you for your grace and mercy that you've bestowed upon us, Lord God. We ask forgiveness of any sins that we've committed against you, O Lord, that you will continue to have your grace and mercy upon us, Lord God. Father God, I ask for blessings and prayers over all the hosts, the callers, the poets, the listeners, the Epiphany Radio family, Lord God. Continue to cover us mightily, Lord God. Father God, we just pray that as we go through these phases of our lives, Lord God, that we are continually giving you praise because you are due that, Lord God. Even if you do nothing else for us, Lord God, you are always worthy of our praise. Father God, we just want to say that we love you, we praise you, and we cherish you. In Jesus' holy, precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, God. So tonight is open mic, and I would like to encourage everyone to just share a old retro picture. You know, one of them pictures that that mom would pull out to embarrass us with our first girlfriend or boyfriend, or whatever, you know. One of them way back in the day. Let us see where God has brought us. Yeah. When we look at those older pictures, we see that freshness, that newness, that innocence of youth. And then looking at ourselves now, we see the effects of sin. We see the effects of the wars that we've waged, the poisons we put into our bodies. But the fact that we're still here gives us hope to continue on. Because, you know, there are a lot that have not made it.
Yes, sir.
I lost a friend last night at a party because of poisons being put into his body. Dropped dead at a birthday party last night. Today, one of my very dearest friend's husband's daughter had been missing for some while. They found her dead today.
Oh, my God.
Tomorrow's not promised to any of us. So looking back at where God has brought us from and what he has brought us through is definitely something to be inspired with, definitely something to give him praise for. Because
Amen.
We are still here, which means we've
Amen.
Got a job to do. You know, you can't just sit back and say, yeah, I know I'm alive. I'd have made it to 62 years old. I'm alive. No. Help someone else make it to 62 or whatever your age may be by encouraging them, by being there for them, by sharing the gospel with them. So if, God willing, they happen to leave this world earlier than 62 or whatever, they have the assurance of where their eternity is. So tonight, come on, post that picture. As a matter of fact, we could do a before and after, a retro picture and a current picture. That's up to you. I'll leave that up to you. I want to forewarn y'all. Of course, next Sunday is youth poetry. So that platform stays the same in the event there's any youth that want to come on to do anything. But someone had mentioned to me, as a matter of fact, the CEO, that people come here for inspiration. And sometimes they have things they need to get off their chest. So we're going to start off June, the first Sunday in June, with a program that is geared for you to come on to vent, to ask for guidance, prayer, whatever you want to get off your chest, as long as it's done without profanity. That's what we're going to do the first Sunday of June. And with that being said, so, man, we're going to have to get prayed up that we have some answers for some of this stuff that may come through on that platform.
Well, you know what, Paul? It's one thing that I know is God has all the answers. We don't. So I'm just going to affirm to
sir.
The book. I'm going to affirm to the book.
You know, but he also uses us. So they may come with
this
the things that we have experience with that we can speak from
oh,
what
absolutely.
He's already delivered us from.
Absolutely.
You know, so I just want you all to know that, you know, the Inspiration Factory It's not just about us.
That's right.
It's about the callers. It's about the callers more so. So that particular Sunday, that specific Sunday, we are just opening the airwaves to you. That being said, we love our poetry. So, Van, if you don't mind starting us with a piece while I can look through and pull up mine because I'm just getting into the house.
Absolutely. I just wrote this piece for the show tonight just a little while ago. So it is new ink. It's called The Presence of Love.
Mic is yours, King.
Thank you. I'm not sure I know what to say, but today I will conjure up the words to express just how merciful God's grace is, unless he takes me out at this very moment. Time to repent. I mean, if you desire to understand him, fill your cup to the brim, because he always made a way for me, brought me from a mighty long way. Yes, me. I haven't been one to be obedient to the very will of God, and he's been lenient in allowing me the space to make mistakes, even in a garden full of snakes, the very ones who wish to do me harm. Then they quickly bite my arm, simply because that is what they are called to do, bite and squeeze the life out of you. But my God is awesome. He's given me tools in my present to heal me from my past that has caused me great pain. And at last, I'm reminded by the blood of Christ that I'm free from the penalty of eternal damnation. I'm free to choose to walk the path that is right. See me in his marvelous light, because before the foundation of the world was laid, he chose me and said, in spite of everything you will do, I love you. And that's that piece.
I know that's right. And that's the mind-boggling part. In spite of everything that we do or don't do, he still loves us.
Right. He still loves us.
Mm. That's an awesome piece, man. Now, I feel bad. I haven't been able to write anything for this show specifically. I've been so busy. Listen to this. I've been sick. But I'm going to have to go to the archives.
That's all right.
Pull up
the archives works, my brother.
Yeah, they do. They are a savior in many a time. Okay. So I'm going to do a piece called Wonder of All Wonders. God in all of his excellence has honored this world with something exquisite, something unbelievably powerful, a true blessing to us all. God, from his love of man, created someone resilient and irreplaceable to help man righteously stand. The female gender was and is one of the greatest gifts given the world by the great I Am. Humble and majestic is the queen when she lives in her earth's purpose, when she allows God to rule in her life, when she lives in the purpose of her creation, queen mother to all the nations. She has the honor and the onus of being the only creation besides God to bring forth new life. Queens, your road has not been easy, yet you, when you walk in your purpose, are a wonder and the pride of our Lord Jesus the Christ. The truth of the matter is, we as men need you, and God knew that way back when. Through your creation, another example of unconditional love began. The unconditional love of God for us and your unconditional love for the life you bring forth only adds to your incredible worth. I want every queen that is able to breathe to recognize your God-given value. You were wonderfully and perfectly made. Plastic surgery tight clothes and ten-inch heels can't match the beauty God places upon that within you. You are gorgeous. Now, walk in your creation steadfast and strong. Call upon that brilliant spirit within. Together, we can walk forward righteously with the God-given power to resist and defeat sin. I thank God for such an incredible gift and example of his agape love, honoring and upholding these precious gifts, Lord Jesus, I will strive to do until I am called to my home above. And peace.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I will strive to do until I am called home. I love that piece, Paul. That's a very richly inspired piece, bro. That's going to inspire someone. I like the way you talk to the queens of the world, too. Dope ink, my brother. Dope ink from the archives.
I appreciate that. Amen. Thank God for the archives.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, and when you look back and see what God has enabled you to create or has used you to create, it's just, that's something else that's mind-boggling. He used me to do that. How can you not look at yourself and think that you are worthy? I don't understand the dynamics of low self-esteem, I guess that you could call it, because God created me. How could I not, you know, feel a little bit pride in that? Look, the creator of everything created me, so I can't be this unworthy person that I think I am. That's got to be the enemy. We need to get the scales off our eyes and recognize.
Yes, sir.
All those things that we allow to hold us back. Ain't nothing but the devil trying to keep you from your breakthrough. Recognize you were created by God, and he don't make mistakes.
That's right. That's right.
We may not understand why he does what he does, and truth be told, that might be a good thing. Because, you know, man, when he puts his sense into things, sheesh. What were you going to say, man?
And I was saying hallelujah. I was agreeing with you, brother. Keep going.
Yeah,
keep going.
No. I, for one, especially with the life I've led. And a lot of you know parts of my story, you know, because I'm becoming more and more transparent. But the fact that I'm still here should encourage anybody that he loves you too.
That's right. That's right.
Short, tall, dark, light, whatever nationality, whatever, with or without a stutter, a limp, whatever others view as maybe a handicap or something negative. You got to remember, God created you. So there was a reason for that creation. Don't let man put you down. Or allow you to put yourself down. Somebody come at you, oh, you're too fat. God loves me. Shut them up. Mm-mm. Talk about who has your back and will never let you go. That's the Almighty. We got to start talking about it. We got to start standing on him instead of trying to stand on our own accord. When we try to fight the enemy with our own strength, we're fighting a losing battle. We really can't win on our own. He's been doing what he's been doing for a long time, and he got good at it. He got some tricks up his sleeve, trust and believe. So we all, but we
all kind, he got all kinds of tricks. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Some we've seen before, some that we may, God willing, we'll never see, but we got a trick up our sleeve too. Call it the power of Christ. You call upon that name, even Satan must flee. So let's hold ourselves up and encourage ourselves, each one another, to encourage somebody else. You know, that ripple effect is a beautiful thing. One little seed can blossom out, blossom out, blossom out. From them blossoms, other seeds come and float across them. Before you know it, you got 1,000 seeds planted, something growing. And from each one of those, something else is going to grow. Let's do our part. The world
That's right.
shows us every day that the end is near. Now, you want to be caught with no oil for your lamp? Not I.
Mm.
Not I.
Mm. That's serious, Paul.
Okay.
That's serious right there.
Yeah.
Getting caught with
yeah.
no oil for your lamp.
Mm. Huh? Living in darkness. Because I'm
wow.
sorry. You can't come knocking on my door to borrow none of my oil.
Mm.
Let's just think about these things. You know, we need to edify one another. That's what our daddy would want us to do.
You know it. You know it.
So, my brother, would you like to bring on first caller?
Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen. The first caller on the mic tonight, one half host of the Love Zone, one half host of Poetic Therapy, one fourth host of the Neo Soul Cafe. She is La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Lynn. Hey, Paul. Speaking of
hey,
the cabin,
Danielle.
Some... Ooh, child. Gotta tell him something.
He's speaking tonight, ain't he?
Okay. Okay. Better tell him something. That's right.
Because, yeah. I mean, yeah. If you think about it, it's kind of like self-preservation, because if we
mm-hmm.
encourage those queens to be where they're
mm-hmm.
supposed to be, then us men will have to rise to the occasion to share that throne so that now we're equally yoked. So helping them helps us.
There you
can't
go.
Go alone. You remember,
yes,
you remember growing up watching the movies from the old, you know, Dad ruled the house.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the front piece, the showpiece
mm-hmm.
for ruling things. But in the quiet in the bedroom, Mom put her foot down and told him, this is what we're not going to do. And guess what? It went into effect. Okay?
That's right.
That's
right.
She has her role, you know, and she's nothing to play with when she's walking in her purpose.
I know that's
and that
right.
makes us walk in our purpose. So, you know, it's a twofold blessing. Can't go wrong. I see it.
Absolutely.
Look at it as a win-win.
Hey, you know what? You spoke on the insecurity earlier, and, you know, you don't really understand until you grab hold and allow his wonderful love in. Then you know what true beauty is and self-esteem, self-confidence, you know. And spirit, I'm telling you, is the most beautiful. You can't put it down or cause doubt when you know spirit. So a lot of us, you know, a lot of people don't understand that, and they don't learn that lesson until it's time for them to learn it. But it still works out the same. Once you know it, can't nobody touch that.
Okay.
Okay. I'm trying to stop you. Yes, yes. How you doing, Steve Racer? No, wait a minute. You Racer X.
Racer X. Racer X.
Okay.
Lord.
You know, I was talking smack when you was talking about you was trying to find a parking spot, right? I ain't gonna get into it. I ain't gonna go with
it. Behave yourself. Leave me alone. Dad's
He already knew what I was going to say. He's like, go ahead, tell him. And he just started doing right. Mm-hmm. Tell him again. Okay.
Get him, Dad.
Mm-hmm.
Get him.
Oh, gee, thanks.
Mm-hmm. It's all good.
We love you, Paul. We love you, Paul.
Okay.
Oh man, y'all is a mess. Danielle, y'all talk about I'm ripping,
yeah.
running, do a lot. You are involved with 4 shows, plus your own. Like, yeah, tell you, I don't hear you talk about me no more. You's a busy woman.
You know what? I'm pretty much a homebody. I mean, what else is there? So I'm not out walking, which I haven't done in a long time. some people think they know me. You know, I go certain places, but other than that, I'm pretty much home. You know, so I mean, it's a good thing though. I like it. I love it. Mm-hmm.
Well, as long as you're content with it, nobody else's opinion matters, does it? No, really.
Got that right. Got that right.
So, Daniel, are you going to post a retro picture for us?
I did. I put a picture. It's an old picture of me and my twin. Yeah. I think we were about 5 or 6.
You put it in the event page or in the chat?
No. Oh, God. Y'all want me to put it in an event page, Lord? I'll put it in the
yes.
Page.
Okay.
All right.
An event page.
Lord.
All right.
I'll post it in the event page.
Thank you kindly.
You are such a wonderful person, I tell you.
Oh, Lord. Was that shade?
No.
Coming down the wrong pipe.
Ooh. Okay.
There's no need for shade at night. There's no sun.
Oh, man.
I don't know why you it's always okay. Thinking I'm up to no good.
Because you are. You are. You don't. But I'm saying something. The angels whisper secrets in my ear. You are up to no good. But it's all good because they say you're going to straighten it out. You're going to work it out.
Uh-oh.
I'm not sure if them was angels telling you that or not.
It is. Because I talk to them all the time. It is. So,
mm-hmm.
They said he's going to be all right.
Oh, well, that's cheap because we all know I'm going to be all right. Look at my daddy.
Right.
You didn't need angels to tell you that.
That's right.
Well, I was having a discussion with him, you know, and y'all are always in my prayers, so I have to bring each one of y'all in individually. You know, I said, that Paul, he need extra coverage because he's moving a little bit too fast sometimes. And they said he's going to be all right.
Mm-hmm. So, Danielle, what piece did you bring for us?
I brought an older piece because I really didn't write anything. But just a tiny bit. It's still untitled, though.
Okay.
But it's a piece.
That's okay.
Oh, my God. All right. All right. Have you ever been lifted? Just so in sync with his light that you're floating on it. So in tune with him that you and the angels can share in the goodness. It just feels like your feet aren't even touching the ground, but you are moving. You're moving in his purpose, knowing all the bad is past and none to come because he's got it. It's just so good. Do you understand what it feels like to have faith enough to release everything to him? Forevermore, because he put it on your heart that he's got it forevermore. To wake and know he's there with that first conscious breath in the morning. And before your feet even touch the floor, you know his feet are right there beside yours. What I'm asking is, do you know his love? I do. And it is the ultimate love. So lay all your troubles on him and trust the process within understanding and knowing he's got you. He's got you through it all, and he'll bring you through it. That's that piece.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
You know what? The part that you said, when you just said trust the process,
mm-hmm.
That's a mouthful right there.
Mm-hmm.
God's not like a magic trick, you know, or a pill you can swallow that will instantly change some things. It's a process.
Right.
It's got to take you through the fire to purify you somewhat. Then once you're purified, then he's got to mold you back into what you were supposed to be. You know, it's a process. And oftentimes it's a painful process. But the reward is so much greater than the pain you went through. It's worth every little bit of it.
It's immeasurable. The reward is, it's immeasurable. But it's so good once you get it. Once you learn what you're here to learn and you go through it, man, look. You look back and be like, all that. If I'd have known I was going to get through it, you know, I'd have had a whole different mindset. Sometimes it's hard to trust yourself and know that you're going to get through it, but you do. You do. Eventually you will. I'm here to testify. I got some real stuff. I'm trying to tell you. You're going to make it. You're going to make it.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Amen. Beautiful piece. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
That's what we need to hear. That's the inspiration stuff that we like on here. Things that food for thought, food for betterment, direction for betterment.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't know the process or the steps or the route to go. Pieces like that kind of give them an inkling of, okay, well, maybe I need to try this.
Mm-hmm.
Like you say, trust the process.
That's right.
Give yourself over to Jesus the Christ and then trust the process.
Once you do, you'd be surprised at how light your shoulders feel once you do that. That's what I'm saying. You feel different, you walk a little bit differently, you breathe deeper and easier. It's a beautiful thing.
That's
what I tell you. It's a beautiful thing.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
To know, you know, you said in your piece, you said, do you know the Father's love? Man, listen. Every day you wake up and open your eyes, you should know the Father's love because he allowed you to open them eyes. Matter of fact,
okay.
What about while you sleeping through the night and he's allowing you to breathe so you can wake up the next day?
Man.
Right.
That's him shielding you. That is him shielding you. I'm trying to tell you, because when you open your eyes, I don't know about y'all, but the first thing that comes out of my mouth is thank you, Lord. When I first open my eyes.
I made it through the night.
You know that he...
When you're asleep, your guard
covers
is down,
you.
And the enemy could use that.
That's right. God, you're in your innocence.
Like you said,
thinking.
Daniel, he shields you.
He
keeps them away from you while you're vulnerable.
Absolutely. Yeah, and they fight to get in, but he doesn't allow it. Okay, he's like, back up. It's all good.
You will not touch my anointed.
Okay, all right. And trust me, I'm one of his favorite. Believe me, I know. I'm trying to tell you, look, y'all don't understand. I know.
Hey Van, can you feel the sense of modesty there?
Look, you ain't got to be modest when it comes down to the love of the Lord. Shoot.
No,
you can say shout it from the mountaintop. Yeah, stop playing. If I could get up there, I would. I'm not playing with it. I have no shame in my game when it comes to him. Believe me. None.
I know that's funny. That's one area I wouldn't even argue with you on that.
You can't. You ain't going to win. You are not going to win,
exactly.
Honey. I'm long-winded
exactly.
When it comes to him. Believe that.
It ain't even about your long-windedness. It's just that I also know his love. So
I know
mean,
that's right.
I ain't mad at you. I feel the same way.
There you go.
Ask
there you go.
Anyone who knows the love of the Father.
Love.
Right. Right.
Once you touch that peace, that the depth of that love, you know, it's love so deep you can't even put it into words. But once you felt his presence within you, it's a no-brainer.
Oh.
You know?
That's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm sitting there just with a smile on my face right now, just thinking about it.
Me too. Me too. I'm just smiling. I'm sitting here with my eyes closed like, this is so good.
Yeah. I mean, the way he touches you.
Yes.
Were you smiling too, Van?
Yeah.
Van knows. He knows.
Yeah.
I know. So he's
been touched also. Yes. Yes. Always touched, man. I'm touched every day by the Father. Every day.
I know that's right.
Every
day. That's what I'm talking about right there.
Yep. I mean there isn't a second, a millisecond.
Mm-hmm.
My day where the Father doesn't touch me. He touched me all the time. And here's the crazy thing, man. I talked about it in my piece.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I'm doing wrong, he touches me.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And that's serious. That's serious.
Because he doesn't expect perfection from us.
Okay?
He just wants you to know that he's there. Okay? And to hold on to him. I can't hear you, Paul.
That's why he gives us grace and mercy, and that's why he sent his son. He knew we couldn't live up to all those laws he set before us. He knew we couldn't remember them all. Who gonna remember all those laws?
Right, and he made the ultimate sacrifice because of that. There's no way to lock on that.
Man, listen. Let's put it into a whole nother perspective. Because we, his creation, couldn't remember the laws, he chose his son to die.
Mm-hmm.
So we wouldn't have to.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. How humbling is that?
Look.
To know that the God that created you didn't kill you, but killed his son? Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
So that you can live.
But not just live here in the flesh, but eternally with him. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, I'm about to make me start crying. All right. Y'all getting me emotional here.
Well, you say that happens every Sunday, so it ain't nothing new.
Lord.
That's a good thing.
I ain't going to tell y'all what they say behind the scenes when I'm in here talking to them. Lord.
Man.
I'm talking about waterworks. Man.
That's all right. The waterworks cleanses.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. It's very cleansing. Yeah.
Just think, though. I've mentioned this on the show before, but I could not fathom putting forth the events that would take my child's life.
Man. None of us can. None of us can.
I can't
that sacrifice that. Right there, that is the
and if
ultimate
that don't,
sacrifice.
If you don't know that he loves you just for that, something wrong with you.
Okay? And keeps loving us after that. How can you?
Yes.
I can't fathom it either. I can't even begin to understand. Yesterday, I had a bad event take place on my porch, and I just imagined all the scenarios, the worst thing that could have taken place. But it was right then and there when everything was calmed down that I knew that he was right there with me. Those are times like that when you can really, really feel his presence, when you know that things can just go completely awry. I could have lost my son. I could have lost my dog yesterday because of what happened. But it went differently, and I'm so, so grateful for it. I am ever grateful for it. And I'm telling, man, look, it's craziness out here, but he's got us covered. I can't even tell you how grateful I am.
I can imagine. I can imagine. I know out in the neighborhood where my friend OD'd last night, there's a corner. It's in the middle of a block. And a friend of mine who has a house at the end of that block, the front of her house faces the direction that these kids hang out on now. And she's sitting there and she's telling me that when they start turning up and they've been drinking and smoking and acting crazy, then they get loud. And the craziest part is none of them live there.
Mm-hmm.
They hang out in front of somebody else's house with their shenanigans. And then they want to start pulling out their guns. She told me, well, Paul, I'm killing myself to keep this house. I'm not letting them punks run me inside. But I'm going to go around and sit on the side of the house so that way it gets deflected.
Okay.
Should one of them happen to shoot. And it tickled me. But it also made me think, this is no way to live.
It isn't.
With a young folk,
right.
But
it was
told us in the Bible that these things have come to pass. These
young
kids have no respect for us anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They show it every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we have to stay prayed up. We have to pray for one another. We have fellowship with one another.
That's right.
Because it's a sad world that we're living in where sitting in your kitchen, minding your
mm-hmm.
business, maybe eating something that Ma does and cook for you, or you cook for yourself, could be the
mm-hmm.
last millisecond of your life by a bullet right. coming through the window and killing you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. It's horrible. It's horrible. I'm telling you. Man, look. The way things went down yesterday, I was in here shaking because I couldn't get downstairs fast enough, and all I heard was the ruckus on my front porch, and then I heard my door open, my dog was barking, I heard police sirens right in front of my house. Like, what? I was talking to Adrian, I was like, I gotta call you back. You know, it's crazy. It is craziness. But, you know, like I said, we covered. Whew, child.
Yeah. That's the only thing that keeps you sane. The only thing that keeps you sane when you're living in a war.
You got that
zone,
right. Mm-hmm.
To have that element of peace because you know we're covered.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
that is my fantasy.
Proves that death lost its sting.
Mm-hmm.
I look at my man and tell him the worst thing you could do to me is kill me. And that ain't so bad because I know where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
So
once you understand, once you understand what spirit is inside, if you understand, we've just been cased in flesh. Because spirit goes on. The energy, the goodness of it, it goes on. You know, you don't want to be hurt. You don't want to deal with physical pain, but it is a part of life. You know? See, you do this to me every Sunday, Paul. Every Sunday you do this to me. I'm
But when I think of the pain that Christ endured for me, I'm not going to run out and jump in front of a train so I can experience some pain, but I'm not afraid of pain. I'm not afraid of being hurt by anything these knuckleheads can throw my way these days. Christ went through pain that a less than God could endure.
Mm-hmm.
Only a God could endure that kind of pain.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you something. Did you see that movie, The Passion of the Christ?
Yeah.
Got it in my DVD collection.
Oh, my God. Me and my husband went to see that when it first came out, and
mm-hmm.
I broke. And when I say I broke, I was sniffing, I was snotting, I was carrying on. My husband sat next to me and looked at me. He said, "Why are you crying?" And I couldn't even get the words out.
I would ask
what
him,
I,
why are you Why are you not crying?
What? Not crying.
Cold.
Okay.
Cold. Yeah, I don't know. I was sitting next to the devil, but I couldn't get myself together. And you know, I ain't gonna say too much more. But you know, they fought Mel Gibson on making that picture. They did not want him to put that picture out there. They don't want the truth out there to show how evil,
exactly.
You know, the evil that mankind can do just because they don't understand, and jealousy and hate. That's what it does. It destroys. That's all it does is destroy. Man, look.
Yep.
That's the
I'm very grateful for that movie. For that very reason. You know, in your mind, okay, yeah, he got whipped, he did that and that. I mean, black folks are familiar with whippings or the concept of being whipped with a lash.
Mm-hmm.
Not with a scourge. Those things that they whipped him with had chunks of metal at a piece of metal at the end, ashes, where it would just literally rip the flesh.
Right out of him.
He had to be graphic. To really get the truth across.
Yeah. Can you imagine? You ever walk past a rose bush and it catches you? Just that little scratch right there. Can you imagine having a crown of thorns put on your head? Not just step there, push down into your flesh.
Yeah.
Man, what he endured.
And those thorns were 3-4 times the size of the average rose bush.
Yep.
They were like spikes in and of themselves.
Lord.
With just a thought, he could have extricated himself from any of that at any point in time.
Yeah, he could have stopped
it. He chose to endure all of that.
That night he was praying. And he was asking his father why. Man, y'all getting, you know what? I'm too emotional. I'm too emotional right now. Just to read it is one thing. We all know the story. But to actually see it put right there before our eyes, how it could have actually taken place, that's a whole other animal right there.
Yeah.
Look. Lord. All right, y'all go ahead.
Before we move on, let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe.
All right. Alternating Saturdays with Poetic. I have Poetic Therapy. Last night was my night, and that is always open mic. And I co-host with Stan the Man Phillip. That is Saturday nights at 9. Monday nights at 9, I am 1/4 host of the Neo Soul Cafe, where I host with Epiphany CEO, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, essentially Johnny's and Poetic. And that is Monday nights at 9. Y'all come through because you will love the second half of the show where we have this thing that gets you in touch with your creative writing side. It's called, what is it called, Van?
Pick up your pen.
All right, yes, that is mighty nice of God. Forgive me, y'all. They got me emotional, y'all. Wednesday night at 9, I co-host with my sexy diva in the Love Zone, and that is 9 p.m. on Wednesday night. And we got a treat for y'all this Wednesday. Okay, I ain't gonna tell y'all about it. Well, yeah, I can tell you about it because I don't think my diva's mic is gonna be open tonight. We have this thing where it's titled Sexy, Sultry, and Zen. And we want to know, what is your poetry considered, sultry or zen? And that is it. And be nice to that.
Thank you so much. I'm going to have to tune into that show while I'm driving because I have to drive. But I'm looking forward to it.
That sounds like a good one.
I think it'll be pretty good.
All right. Well, we're going to usher you on over to the Praise Lounge. Stick around. Enjoy the rest of the show. La Pearl, La Negra.
Thank you, guys.
God bless you, Queen.
Wow. Whew. Man. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned into Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it's the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration. Yours truly, Poetic Van Meadows. The dial-in number, if you're listening online, 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1 to get on the mic so you can be heard. And tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got my Raw Links. You got yours?
Yes, I do.
Yes, sir.
I got mine, too. I get loads of compliments about it. Thank you. Can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, man, I got a high mind for my teenage son.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I got to hide them from him, man. I'm going to have to order him some for his birthday. His birthday is in July. I'm going to order him some for his birthday because, man, he be taking my stuff, man, trying to take them.
Oh, I know that feeling. My great-nephew, I have to guard my cologne around him. He was about, I guess, 13 or 14, first time I gave him a little squirt of cologne. And I guess the little girls at school was telling how good he smelled, whatever. He come back home.
Oh, yeah, that's
good.
Oh,
Uncle Paul, can I have that bottle of perfume that you put on me this morning? No, you cannot.
That'll do it.
I've gotten him his own, but I had to instruct him that you don't have to bathe in it.
Right.
There's no way you can go through a whole bottle in 2 weeks.
Yeah, not in 2 weeks. Nah. Let's go ahead and play this promo before we open up the next mic.
All right.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is
This is Tommy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
All right, Paul. Next on the mic, we got the other half host of Poetic Therapy, none other than Stan the Man Phillips. What's good with you, Stan?
Get out of here. Dang, what's going on, my brother?
All right, Paul, don't think. Yeah, I showed up.
Hey, I'm so grateful that you did. Miss you, bro. How you been?
Me too. Oh, man, busy. Too damn busy. I'm telling you.
I can understand that. Trust me, I understand that. That's why I look forward to Sunday night.
I'm here tonight,
so I can actually sit down and relax.
I know it's been more than a minute. I know it's been more than a minute.
Good to hear you, brother. Good to hear you, brother.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good to be heard.
Yeah. Well, hey, I know that's right. I'll tell them that in a minute. Because that means I'm still here. So, Stan, do you have a retro picture for us? Is it you're going to be brave enough to post in the event page?
Well, I don't know about the event page. Right now I'm fighting my way through some techno demons.
Uh-oh.
I will endeavor to share with you a piece that has been long overdue.
Okay.
Because it's been long since I've been on Poetic Therapy, and I need it. It's been a long time since I've been on the Inspiration Factory, and I definitely need it. Oh, my goodness.
Welcome, man. Welcome.
It's been hectic, and it has been crazy.
But you survived it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's the trick, isn't it? Survive it.
Like Danielle said in her piece, trust the process. Give it to him.
I've got to tell you.
Uh-huh.
This was a piece that was actually inspired by a gentleman named Orlando Bloom, who offered us a quote from Sri Aurobindo Ghosh. And what his quote was, "He who chooses the infinite has been chosen by the infinite."
Wow.
Nice.
Swear that quote brought me to writing of light and dark.
It's yours, King.
A world of varied grays between the light and dark. Our paths in life in degrees between the subtle and stark. Each choice left to each as to direction traveled. Each soul left to discern as the mysteries unravel. Many shadows are temptation, for mind and flesh are weak. Many illuminate salvation, an endgame our souls seek. To each journey are all choices. In variations they abound. Choose you those paths of the light, and by that light you will be found in peace.
Wow, Stan.
But you got it right. Choose. It's your choice. Whether you want to be found or not.
It's our choice.
Stan hasn't changed any, has he, Stan? He still hits you with them short little two-hitter quitters. But Pat's a whop in that punch. Yeah, that piece. Yeah, I was almost saying, yeah. Makes you think about the choices that you want to make.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, they say what's done in the dark will come to the light.
That's true.
You got to be mindful of that. So when we're alone, are we still doing things that would please God, that would bring shame to ourselves? We're going to come to the light. So we have choices to make.
Oh, yeah. We've been given
the
gifts.
Mm-hmm.
We have been given the gifts. We have been given free will and a conscience.
Yeah.
And if you use those, you'll find that way.
Yeah. When you find the light, you won't be ashamed.
Amen to that.
None of us are perfect. Amen. None of us are perfect. So, you know, we do some things in the dark. You know, but
yes,
it's in that darkness you find the light of God. When it comes to the light, you have nothing to be ashamed of. Do it all.
There you go.
Found the right path.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you for bringing that up, Joe. Stan.
Oh, my pleasure. It's so good to be here.
Feels like old times. This is truly retro.
It is retro,
yes,
man.
It does.
Retro.
This was the very first venue of Epiphany I ever did a spoken word on.
Wow.
It's good to be home.
That's humbling.
Good to have you home, Stan.
Welcome
good to
home,
have you.
Prodigal son.
Absolutely. Well, before we send you over to the Praise Lounge, tell everybody what you got going on, because I heard y'all had a dynamic show last night.
Yes, Danielle had a dynamic show last night. My son herself got hung up out of town and was AWOL. So hopefully, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, I will be co-hosting with the dynamic Danielle, a.k.a. La Perla Negra, on Poetic Therapy, on Epiphany, of course.
Nice.
I'm going to have to make sure I can find a way to get there. Oh, wow. Wait a minute. Next Saturday, your funeral. That's during the day, yes.
I will be there.
Love
God
it.
Willing, I will. I got to get some of this. I need therapy too. Not always poetic, but I need therapy.
Don't we all?
But it's always good when you can admit that you need the help.
It's a pleasure, and I will try to be a little more available.
Sounds good, my brother.
Yes, indeed. Can't ask for more than that. Thank you so much for coming through, Stan. We're going to let you go bust it up with Danielle for a minute over at the Praise Lounge. And bring on all right. In the words of a poet that we all know and love very dear, he has a way of getting off the mic. He says, on to the next.
Indeed, yes, my friend, does. On to the next. Thank you.
Thank you, good brother. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen.
God bless you, Stan.
Stan the Man Phillips. Catch him every other Saturday with La Pearl the Negra and Poetic Therapy. Next up, we got the other half host of the Love Zone, the one known as Miss VIP.
Hello.
Welcome, Adrian. How you doing?
How are you? Hi, Van. Hey, Paul. How are you?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm awesome.
I'm here. I'm here. Grace of God,
good.
I'm here.
Good to have you here. Good to have you here.
Well, thank you. I got a shorty piece. Y'all know it's about that time. Y'all
you
know.
Definitely can understand that.
Yeah, got to get my beauty sleep.
Oh, that's right. Well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I say humbly, I've fallen many times and got up. I never asked the Lord to remove this cup. Sometimes you have to walk away. I take it on each day. I have to keep praying for his mercy and grace. Because in every way, I have to seek his face. I'm not perfect. He's still working on me. When I'm praying, I stand humbly. When the battle is won, I give him the glory. I say it's not me, it was he who brought me out. He gave his son to sacrifice for me. It's what true love about. No greater love on this earth have I experienced since my birth. See, if or when I fall, I'm never alone. Only in Christ Jesus I found love, self-love, and a forever home. And that's that piece.
Well, you weren't lying. It was a shorty. That's okay. Short, as we spoke about earlier with Stan, short has nothing to do with quality. Some people just have that gift to pack a lot of food into a small package. And I loved it. The whole night, the poetry has just been encouraging but more enlightening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think this is what we need in times like this.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Miss VIP. What a dynamic piece. And you're right, Paul. It was a shorty. It was a shorty.
Huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She gave us that disclaimer, you know, because it's
yeah.
Almost that time. Looking at how really it's about that time.
You're going to age now, man.
I know, right? I know it. but truly, truly an awesome piece. So much in that. So many powerful words in that short piece. But it was well worth it. So thank you for bringing that.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Now.
Well,
you let everybody know what's going on Wednesday night
mm-hmm.
in your universe.
Well, Wednesday evening at 9 p.m., my diva, La Pearl, I met our baby diva, Essentially Janice, will be on with us for the Sexy
right
Country event. So, so when the poets call in, we want to know what your piece is. Will it be sexy? Will it be sultry? Or will it be zen? So it's going to be a great show.
Okay. That's awesome. Love it.
I'm curious, though. How did you come up with those three aspects of poetry? Sultry, sexy, or zen?
Oh, yeah. And don't get it twisted, because men can be sultry too. I experienced that once a week.
Now,
very interesting.
Now, we talked about Wednesday, but what about
mm-hmm.
Friday? What about Friday? VIP, did I lose you? She dropped.
Paul dropped.
Man, she dropped. No. Okay, so.
I was too running from having to answer that.
Well, Friday is supposed to be Express Your Vibe, but what I was going to let her know is I can actually co-host that show with her Friday. So,
oh, wow.
So that will be very, very interesting. But until she gets back, until we get her back, we'll keep it going and we'll move on over to Lady A. Hey, Lady
A.
Hey,
guys.
How are you?
I'm a neighbor from up north.
Good, I'm good. How are you?
Doing good, doing good.
Okay, go ahead.
Did you get an event this week?
No, I did not.
Did you get you did not get the event page?
Well,
Shut up, man. I was sure I sent that to you.
Well, tell her the charge.
Don't think so. I don't think so. No, because my notifications, I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm going to check again, but I'm sure I didn't.
Okay. I'll have to do better. Oh, that's feeling kind of proud of saying, hey, remember to do that. Apparently,
so
I do not remember
the topic, is there a specific topic tonight?
No. It's open mic, but we were asking for folks to post a retro picture of themselves on the event page. So,
you can escape that. I have one, though. Send me the link now, and I'll send you one.
Uh-oh. There we go. Let me see if I can figure out how to do that. Okay. And share
this. When I was in the militia.
Oh, wow. It is Marie, M-A-R-I-E.
A-N-D-R-E-A.
Mm-hmm. Is that it again?
Are you asking for the spelling of my name?
It's Marie Benjamin?
Paul. No, I got it. I got it.
How about if I send the picture to you, Van, and then you could post it wherever it needs to be posted?
Too late. I already tagged you. Too late.
Uh-huh.
Get your notification.
Okay, there it is. There, okay.
Post that wonderful picture. Mm-hmm.
I'll do that. Okay. Let's see. How do I do that? Add a post, yes? And then they'll let me put the picture? Okay. All right. I see that. Let's see if I can find it.
Danielle's picture. what I don't see is one from Van.
Oh. You'll have to put one in, Van.
You don't want me to put one in. You don't want me to put one in there. You don't want me to put one in there. Yeah.
Yes.
You don't want to do that. You don't want to see it old.
What do you think, Lady A?
I think I would like to see what's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. That's what I think.
Here you guys go. Here you go.
I have having a problem here. Hang on a second.
Electronic problems?
Yeah, I'm trying to dang. My picture is in the one that I want to give you is in All Poultry because I have got a new computer and all my past stuff is not in here. Here we go. Hang on. I do believe I So it's quiet tonight on the show.
Yeah, so far. You say that like that's unexpected. We have quiet nights occasionally, don't we, Van?
Occasionally.
It's not always hoopla. You say occasionally.
yeah, occasionally.
But it's quiet tonight because Pharrell hasn't been on the show.
Okay.
Oh, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. He's next. You're in trouble, sir.
He what?
He's next. You're in trouble.
I ain't worried about that. I have to.
Oh, boy. Yep. He's going to fire you. Yep.
Mama ain't raised no punk, but she ain't raised nobody stupid either. I know when to run. You pick the battles and run from the others.
I know that's right.
I knew he was next. That's why I said that. I gotta get him on occasions. On occasions. I don't mind getting fired now. That PUA money is still going out for unemployment, isn't it? You know, I make good money then. That's the same
yeah,
way
that's
they
true.
Did that. People would rather not work. So they made more money on unemployment than they did going out to work.
Here's a question. Here's the question. Does the retro picture have to be of yourself?
Of course.
All right.
Nice try. You're not getting out that easy.
That's right.
That you did. That you did.
It clearly didn't work.
You didn't get yours up? I'm trying. I found one of mine, but it's not the one I wanted to post, so I'm still looking. Oh, dear.
I can't understand how you computer savvy people are having trouble doing something. And I did it very easily. I figured it out. So I don't believe that y'all can't figure this out.
No, I'm not having trouble. I just don't think I have a retro picture in my photos from back in the day, as they would say. Back in the day.
Friday afternoon, I was sitting on the beach, and it was summer. Bathing suits on. It was a beautiful day. My season is coming into play right now. So, well, I'm going to send another one, but the one that I want is not, I'm not seeing it anyway. The one I'm going to have to send is one that's I'm with a friend. And, dang. I hate that when that happens. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how retro do you want to go? Like, do you want to do, like, super-duper retro? Or I got one when I'm six. Do you want to see
that?
Yeah,
that works.
And I also have one of me. Where I just saw it here. Yes, when I was about 17. And I'm having a little drinky drink. Hang on. Okay, and then I'm going to get that other picture of the military one that I was in. It really kind of bugs me that I find the, and I'll send it to you. Wow. So I brought a poem that was inspired by a quote in the movie Cold Mountain about war. And it's probably one of my favorite quotes because of the truth to it all. And that's, I have my graduation from nursing school. I could put that up, I suppose. And the quote is really interesting, I find. Isn't that awful? I should have prepared. If I had had the event page, I probably could have had this all ready for you. Saying.
Wow.
No shade. No shade.
Okay.
Have you
been talking to Danielle? No. I'm innocent of all charges.
All right. Well, while you're doing that, what piece did you bring for us?
Yeah, I'm gonna send you that other one there. I brought a piece called it's not really swearing, but it's an off color word. I'm just gonna go ahead because it's pretty mild. It's nothing really bad. But the poem is called It's Raining. And the quote is from Cold Mountain. They call this, regarding the Civil War, they call this war a cloud over the land, but they made the weather. And then they stand in the rain and say, shit, it's raining. And I wrote this with regard to that quote. Centuries have passed and nothing learned. Horror, hatred, hostility churn. Passion for land, power, and gold. Fodder for weapons and war to unfold. Crimson blood blankets the land, not foreign soil, but where I stand. Prime ministers and presidents try to calm. They are the cause of the first drop bomb. Patriots, faithful and passionate and strong, fail to protect or right what is wrong. What is the purpose? Why all this blood? To say, I'm the winner, then fall in the mud. Eons of men beating their chests, showing the world they are the best. Women and children are left home to mourn, husbands, sons, brothers forsworn. Thousands of souls reign on the earth, drown us below as we doubt our self-worth. Leaders of lands make the rules of the game, then stand in wonder as blood pours like rain. End poem.
All right. I like it. I like it. Yeah, unmute yourself, Paul. Unmute yourself.
Yeah, it helps. Wow. Crimson blood like rain. That's a real graphic picture of one of the biggest blemishes on the world, really. It's not just America.
Mm-hmm.
The wars, period. The gift of life just being spewed out into the ground like rain. Sad. But that's what we
and
do.
And we never learn, and that's the thing that amazes me the most, is that we just never learn. Why is that? Why can't we learn something and change it, you know?
I think if we got that point and learned from it, it would reverse the whole direction of humanity. But we just can't get it. Just can't get it.
Well, it's not that we can't get it. It's a choice. I mean, you make a choice to get it. You make a choice. And there are those who choose not to get it because of this thing called free will.
And greed. I think,
you know,
a lot of you choose to pad their pockets and away they go.
It's kind of sad to see.
Unfortunate.
Well, yeah. I see people who actually place money, property, and power before God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we won't learn. Because we
choose. It's been happening for centuries.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm. Because we place our personal needs and wants above doing the right thing and find ways to justify it just to support our agenda.
Exactly. Exactly. I found that picture. So where do I send it to you? Here it is here. Okay. So I'm going to send that retro picture.
It's going to be fun looking back on the event page and looking at all the pictures that were posted. I really can't wait to see the picture that Van posts. Van?
It's out there. You're late.
Oh, you did it already? Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm pretty technically savvy.
Yeah, shut up, show off. We know. You know what to do with those things. Why do you think you're my go-to guy?
yeah, you're pouring it on pretty thick. All right, Lady
A,
you're going to ask you up to the Praise Lounge.
I think I posted it there, you guys, if you want to make a comment before I go.
That's not you. I refuse to believe it. It's not you. Nope.
Thanks.
I haven't got it.
Nope.
It sure
great
enough
picture,
is.
Though. Great picture. Where were you, like,
Thank
12?
You. That was the summer I turned 18.
What? You look all of 12.
Yep. C'est moi. I'm gonna put another one up there. This was about. I don't know if it's gonna make it or not. Let me see. Here.
Oh wow. That's the military, huh? That's a long
yep.
day of military exercise.
Yeah, there's another one. I think there's the one I was telling you about. That's probably that same summer or maybe the year after.
I like that picture, Van.
Thanks.
those I'm gonna have to dig through and get one of my. If I could find any on this one, some of the early ones. Okay, you went there. Those are the pictures we hate about ourselves, but everybody finds them so cute.
Oh, look at Danielle.
Yeah. All right. We're going to usher you over to the praise now so we can keep the calls going. But, yes, please have fun on the event page, everyone. Don't let all of us just have the fun. And Lady Lee looks 12. She says she turned 18, but she looked 12. All right,
thank
Lady
you.
A, thank you so much.
Thank you.
God bless
you.
God bless you. They must be going recruiting in elementary schools in Canada for the military, huh, man?
I tell you,
yeah,
man.
She don't know good enough to be in the military at all.
Not at all. Not at all. Not on that picture. All right, let's bring on the next poet. He is none other than...
Well, before you open that mic,
yes,
I'm
sir.
Back. Okay, I gotta make a run real quick. So you take care of this next caller, and then when they get off, I'll be back.
Nah,
That's okay?
No, No, it's not okay. No. No, sir. You tried it. You need to take your lessons right now. Then you can go. Hold on. Ladies and gentlemen,
okay.
For real, the poet Douglas.
Baby.
Let him have it, bro.
Yo, Paul, you're fired, bro. You got to go. You got to leave. Come back next Sunday, though. Just come back next Sunday. But, yeah, you have committed 347 act. I think it's in the Bible. I'm not sure. Under how you're supposed to love thy neighbor. Love thy neighbor.
I got nothing.
He messed that all up.
I haven't got no love from you, bro. Matthew 45:72. Hike. Look for that in the Bible. Hike. Mm-hmm. As you can see, I'm ready for football season.
That's it, bro. Tell him, man. Tell him.
Yes, Paul. Forthwith. And, Yeah, you're supposed to be teaching people, Paul, showing love and how to spread it. All I felt was I went into a depression, a slight depression, when I heard what you said about me. Yeah, I felt real sad. It hurts
That's
me
pretty
to have
bad,
to,
Paul.
To get rid of. It hurts me to have to get rid of you, Paul.
That's pretty
some
bad,
serious
Paul.
Stuff. But the Lord saith, in this house we shall love the Lord.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I think it's in the Bible.
That's
uh-huh.
the realism I recognize. Don't ever forget.
You know. I have my children. I've been teaching my children to address me as me Lord, you know, with the English language accent. me Lord. Not the same as the Lord
that
we love and serve. It's not at all. They give me nicknames like Leroy and Charlie. They call me Leroy and Charlie and stuff like that. It's not working at all. You know, this is why they're in the basement. This is why there's a basement.
But it's worth a try.
You know, you try to reach home. You try to read some. You try to teach some, Paul. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
you know what,
yeah.
Paul? What the Lord has told me or taught me, what I've learned, you know, forgiveness. So I forgive thee. I will say thee. I think if Danielle's hearing and listening, she understands why I use the word thee. But I forgive thee, Paul. I'm not sure about you, though, but I forgive thee.
And since I'm not thee,
I think that, yeah, I think poetic understands what I'm saying.
I understand. Uh-huh.
I understand.
Got mm-hmm.
I got it. It's the technical stuff I'm not too savvy with. Other things, I'm not that slow all the time. Sometimes I just pretend to be.
Nah, man, you know you're good, Paul. You know you're good. We can't let you go because, you know, we got nobody else to teach Bible studies. Van doing too many other things, so. But,
right.
You know, when the first minute you become expendable, old fella, we're going to put you out to pasture like old Yeller. You know what I'm saying? Did that rhyme, y'all?
Right.
I'm a poet.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but it's a wonderful night.
You, for real.
Yeah. It's a wonderful night for poetry, man. I'm feeling the vibe up in here, and it's a good one. Shout out to, I got to put a picture up in there. I happen to have a picture I can put, thanks to Miss Pearlie Negra.
I hope I can find it. If I can find the event page, that seems to be a current theme going.
You can't use that excuse because it's an Epiphany business.
Oh, my. Okay. All right. Matter of fact, Miss Pearly, can you put one of my pictures up in there, Miss Pearly? That's my, you know, we go way back. She just recently sent me some old school pictures. And don't pick an ugly one. Pick one where I'm halfway decent, Miss Pearly.
I don't know. Did y'all see that one of Paul? Man, he looked like an old school pimp.
I saw that.
Did you see that?
Yeah, he looked like he was much larger too. He was much larger of a human.
What do you have on, a white track shoe? Right track suit?
Yeah.
White tracks? Yeah. Look at him.
You know. Why are you changing the focus from the format of the program? This is about other folks. It's not about other folks.
Hey, man, you pick the topic, man. You pick the topic. You pick the theme. You did it.
But I didn't.
It was all
it
you.
I was going to use Oliver North and say I could neither confirm nor deny that allegation, but I can't even do that. Wow. Open mouth, insert foot.
Oh, man.
You know, honestly, be perfectly honest, when I came out with this thing, the idea that I was giving ammunition to a certain couple of poets, that never even entered my mind. Otherwise, I might have had a different thing. But I kind of opened the can of worms and for the two of you, because those are the certain two poets I was referring to. And I know they wouldn't pass it. Thank God David Mott ain't
here. Oh, who's that? I'm sorry, y'all. I'm looking at pictures. Look at Adrian. That's Adrian? That's not Adrian.
Yeah, man. That's Adrian, man. It's VIP. Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah. If this wasn't the Inspiration Factory, I'd say something. Now, who is this child with the big head? Oh, I'm sorry. Never mind. That's
hey,
way back, Miss Pearl.
Ooh,
look at what she's wearing. She got the lit cars on. Remember lit cars, y'all? For those who are old enough to remember what lit cars are. Yeah. Oh, I shouldn't have said that about her until after she posted a proper picture of me.
A proper picture of you?
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah, right. Keyword is proper. Keyword is proper. No, it's just funny. I'm glad you asked that, Paul. I didn't see Paul's yet. I'm still trying to find access.
Bruh, you got to see. You got to see Paul. You got to
I mean,
because
I've seen other pictures of him. I can only guess. One picture, I had to turn the camera upside down to look at him to see, is that really Paul? Because he looked like a huge man, you know. But,
right.
You know, Paul and Prince is about the same height and stature.
I know you ain't talking. Paul, you tell me that?
He's a little... He's taller than Kevin Hart.
Oh, okay.
I'm taller than you.
He's way taller than Kevin Hart. He's not that short. It's not that he's short. You know, Paul is a. Let me tell you something about Paul, man. Paul is a. I can't even find the right word. He's a male energizer bunny. Paul is a lot of Paul. Will make you sick. I just want to, I mean, looking at Paul, I was just saying, would you please just sit down? I told him that at the event that me and Miss Pearly was at that he gave. I turned around and I said, Paul, would you just please sit down? I ain't seen the man sit down one time. You know, after he tried to kill us to get us to the event, you know, it was terrifying. Very terrifying.
Uh-huh.
Oh, what is this?
Okay. Well, keep talking. I'm waiting to see what
with my buddy.
Okay,
brother, nigga, put up there for you.
I'm looking at the event page. Oh, Lord, is that me? Okay. I'm sorry. I thought I was in the event page, but I'm not. I'm someplace else. I'm trying, y'all. I'm trying to get there, Paul. I followed something you put in the chat room. What you put? Welcome to our online experience. We're so glad you're here. What is that? Oh, that's the church. Oh, I'm sorry. I was at the wrong joint. I thought I recognized that page. Paul, I can't find the event page, Paul. I'm having a hard time.
That's all right. I'm looking at the pictures right now.
Oh, I'm going to be there in a minute. I'm actually, I'm trying to reacquaint myself with getting into the Epiphany Blog Talk chat room. And I finally got in there. I'm trying to get Miss Pearly in there. It's a little difficult, you guys, but if you can find your way into the Blog Talk chat room, let me see. It's on the Blog Talk homepage. You have to look under live. All the live shows that are being broadcasted at this time. When you click on live, it takes you to another screen, and you got to look for this box. There's a box with all the live shows that are playing now, and you have to look for Epiphany Radio. When you click on Epiphany Radio, it'll take you directly to the chat room where you can correspond right there on the spot. You don't have to wait for a response. You can just, you know, respond right there. There's a lot of fun things to do up in there. I'm trying to reacquaint myself with that myself, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that Miss Pearly will join me shortly or whoever's listening. You want to go to Blog Talk, go to live. Then there's a box with all the live events on. That's to your right. You want to scroll down. It's a square box, and it says all the radio shows that are doing a show at this time. And you can come in through that way. Now, I'm still trying to find the event page. Oh, I'm in there, she said. Oh, let me see if she's in there.
Yes, you are. Yeah, two pictures.
Are you? Oh, I see people in the chat room. Oh, my God. Somebody's in there. Hey, that wait. I don't see you, Miss Pearly. I see icy people. Hey, it's me, Danielle. Okay, you cheated though, Danielle. You came in through Epiphany Radio. If you come in as yourself, as an artist, it will say whatever name you use to sign into Blog Talk. You know what I'm saying? But as long as you're in there, I see you. She's in as icy people, which is Epiphany Radio. And there's another, who's that other one? Oh, I think that might have been me. Oh, okay. Yeah. So there's me, and Miss Pearly. That's cool. Paul, you have to get with it, man. You have to learn to come in the chat room. Poetic, you too.
Okay.
How do you like it, Miss Pearly? Say something to me.
That's too much multitasking for tonight, but I will definitely get on board with that. I might drop in and see you tomorrow.
Hey, do that.
Depending on what your schedule is like.
I'm off, man.
Oh, okay.
I won't be doing anything.
Because I have to come out
oh,
there. I
do
have to come out there tomorrow.
I do. Yeah, I forgot. I do have a show tomorrow night, so. Mm-hmm. You know. Just
so you can get there before showtime. Okay.
Yeah.
Sound like a plan.
All righty, like that's that too.
All right. So what piece did you bring?
Okay. I have a piece. It's titled, I Just Want to See Heaven. You know, I got a couple pieces named with heaven involved in it. But this one is, I Just Want to See Heaven.
I mean, I think it's okay that you have the, you know, multiple names and titles of your pieces. Those are your pieces, so... No, there's no plagiarizing there. So you're good. You're good.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry for laughing. I was caught off guard with that. Yeah.
That's a good
one,
man.
I didn't want to plagiarize myself. Yeah. Heaven.
Thank you.
So this is another piece called Heaven. And I hope I can do this properly because you know what? God has blessed me and given me back my vision. I'm so used to holding my phone close up, maybe 4 inches away from my face to read, you know, writing. Mm-hmm. But I've been wearing contact lens for 3 days, and it's like now I have to get used to holding the phone far off from my face, you know, which but I can see very well, thank you, Jesus. But it's out of my comfort zone, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to try to do this guy for you guys, and this is I Just Want to See Heaven.
Mike Jorsa.
Thank you. Thank you. Struggles, there are plenty. Problems, there are many. I've been this dusty shard of cold God's been mining. I hope that I'm a diamond when he's finished. I've taken that bait by those fishers of men, men who know trials and tribulations, real trials and tribulations, sickness and famine. Men and women lost but found by him, men who've been there in those dark places in sin, in those dark places sinning, in those dark places where sin is a sin is a sin. Those that have been there, not just preaching about places that they've never been, pain they've never felt, hurt they ain't really feel, for real, they ain't them, they real gems, Paul, Van, and Chantel. They real fishers of men, and I just want to see heaven, reach heaven, wear that halo dressed in all white linen, untainted, unblemished by the stains of coal. Lord, I want to be a diamond when you're finished. Praying for a view, just a glimpse, a peek, an up-close visual in 3D. I just want to see heaven run through heavenly streams of organic holy waters splashing as the angels sing, purified. We've all got our socks off, spreading our wings, splishing and splashing in deep pools. Heavenly waters with the Most High walking on it. We don't sink. We be on this rise. See, we rise, we who believe faithfully in the Son of God blindly. Now we touch the sky. We fly free, free, free. We fly free. No hurt, no pain. Misery is a fairy tale told by human things, earthlings. But up in heaven we be spiritual beings, devoid of all the world's trappings, all those landmines we've been stepping in, prayers we've been praying. Father, hallowed be thy name in earth as it is in heaven, to sit at the throne next to those who were all here from the beginning, from Genesis all the way to the New Testament, all divinely inspired and written. There's a new book that sits with the Most High, and I hope that my name is in it. Ooh, I want to see Buki, my father, my son, Raw. I want to see Uncle Tommy. I want to see Grandma. I want to see Papa G and Sadani, Mama O's darling daughter. I want to see King's Cadence, Randy Rogers. He told me to call him Mr. Randy Raw Lynx. My brother Mike. Ooh, the mic is yours, Randy. Up in heaven, I want to reach heaven, wear that halo dressed in all white linen, untainted, unblemished by the stains of that cold that I once was. Lord, I want to be a diamond when you're finished, strong as onyx, just as brilliant when you're finished. Praying for a view, just a glimpse, a peek, an up-close visual in 3D. I just want to see heaven. I just want to see heaven. There's a place I want to be. A place I want to see. A place where I can reunite with all my loved ones. Yes, my whole family up in heaven. I just want to see heaven. For real. In peace.
I like the small changes you made in that piece to more personalize it. But as you were reading that, it just, made me realize how many people that have gone on that I'm looking forward to seeing again in heaven. An excellent job. not only the original poem, but then the way you added, updated, I should say.
Yeah, you know, to be honest with you, as I was reading it, I had forgotten that, you know, I put that in there. That's why I kind of was like, ooh, yeah. You know, I forgot that I put that in there until I came across the names and things of that nature. I cut it quite short, but I also had Fred in there, J. Rob's brother. You know, I just spoke to people I knew that were hurting because they had lost, you know, others, you know, significant others and loved ones in their life, man. So I just threw some names in there to salute them, pay homage to them and their loss, you know. So I had forgotten until I came across it. So that's that piece.
Awesome piece.
Yeah, that was pretty dope.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
That was.
So what do you have going on with the
I like that.
Family?
Hey, Paul, you gonna let me talk?
Okay. Well, I thought you made a comment. He said thank you, so I thought you were done. But please be my guest.
Man, Paul, he a little snappy since you fired him, man.
Paul, yeah, and then, you know, I'm gonna have to reinstate him because Paul gets an attitude.
Wow.
Paul, you're back.
You brought him back that fast? Dang. That's got to be the fastest firing and rehiring in the history.
Yeah, because he would have came back next Sunday anyway.
Right. He would have came back. Yeah, I know it. But no, but I really dug that piece. I love the honorable mentions of those who have gone on. And it was really, really, really inspirational piece. Thank you, my brother.
Hey, thank you, man. Thank you. Shout out to my big brother, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. I'm looking for you in the, they said he's in the chat room. Joe, I don't see you, Joe. Where you at, Joe? Joe, where you at? I'm looking for Joe. Anybody seen Joe?
Anybody seen Joe?
Oh, so Paul, where you at, Paul? Paul probably eating. He's on mute too. I can't hear him smacking. But you know, when you give Paul too much of a break, that's what he's going to go to. He's eating,
right?
Of course,
right.
He's eating.
You know he's eating.
I posted an event page. The before and after.
See, I still ain't fine. I still ain't found the event page yet.
Oh.
I'm like, lady, I ain't found the page yet, Paul. But probably when I get off this call, I'll find it though. But to answer your question, Paul, unless you want to ask the question again, you know, I don't know. I can answer it.
Nah, that's
all right. Okay, the heck with you, Paul. I say heck. Heck is not a curse word. What the heck is he been talking? I'm going to keep talking to Van. He's a nice guy. Monday night. Yes.
What do you have going on with Tiffany this week, sir?
Okay. Hey, Paul, thanks for asking. this Monday at Tiffany Radio, come join us at the Soul Cafe where we chill, you know, listening to some hip-hop, R&B, neo soul, and some jazz. And it's open mic, the first portion of the program, y'all, where we just, you know, you bring what you got and we listen. And the second half is when we pick up our pens. Miss Pearly is pick up our pen. I see she had to ask Van what the name of the thing was. So we
which
is the creative writing exercise that we do where we throw out some phrases. That's right, I heard her. Where we throw out some phrases. I play a song. You don't know how long that song is, so you don't know how long you have to have your poetry written. So I play that song, you write your piece, And then we share those pieces and we share in our creativity, you know, what motivated us through the piece. Was it the music? Was the music a distraction? Was it a help, hinder, all those type of things? And, you know, we share in creative writing, period, what motivates us to write our pieces. And we share in that we write those pieces right there on the spot. For that portion of the show, you don't have to bring a piece because that's when we go with. We write some pieces on the spot, and it strengthens you. So, and we have a lot of fun with it. We have a lot of fun with it. So come join us Monday night, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern time at Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, your poetry outlet, the next phase in online radio where Paul still works for a minute.
For now.
Take it, baby.
For now, yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going to put that on a promo.
I just sent you an invite on the event page. I just sent you the event page to your Facebook. For real. At least I think I did.
Okay. I see you, Joe. Oh, I hear you. I hear you, Paul. Thank you. I'm going to join you guys in the event page. Did this Curly put a picture of me in there?
Two of them.
Oh, Lord. I hope she wasn't upset when she chose the pictures. So much love.
Oh, man, did she ever put some pictures in there?
Lord,
boy,
yeah,
boy, you look
hair.
Like Keith Sweat. You look like Keith Sweat. Go take a little bit.
Damn, that's terrible, bro. Well, that ain't terrible. It ain't too bad. A lot of people said back then with the glasses that I looked like the brother from the Temptations. What's his name? He had passed on. What's his name? The one they did the movie about, he died in Philly. Matter of fact, I forget his name. Dennis Edward or somebody. I don't know. I forget his name. But anyway, thank you, Ms. Pearly, for doing that. And Joe, I see you, man. Joe, the verbal mind dancer, he said, I'm chilling and digging the vibe. Right chair, spelled C-H-A-R, homie. I see you, big bro. Y'all join us up in the chat room. Get up in here. We are
all right,
tripping.
Man, get up in there. Y'all get up in there. Yeah. Orders wings to the Braze Lounge via the chat room. He is Andre Maddox, CEO of Epiphany Radio, as well as Raw Links. Catch him tomorrow night, y'all. So happy. One love, one mic.
One
brother.
Love, y'all.
One love, one mic.
Shipping.
Oh,
he's
man.
Gone now, right, Van?
Yeah, he's gone now. You're in the clear. You're in the clear.
Okay, I'm in the clear. Mr. Magoo can't get to me now, right?
No, he can't get to you now. No, he can't get to you.
Okay. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned into Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. If you're still hearing the sound of my voice, congratulations. You've made it into the overtime hour portion of the show. Those who are listening in online, if they did not get in, guess what? They got cut off. So let's just keep this party moving. Area code 502, okay. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have on the mic?
Hello, it's Gwency. How are you?
Hey, Gwency, doing good. How you doing?
Hello.
I'm pretty good.
Good. Glad to hear it.
So have you been listening to the insanity of tonight?
Yes. Y'all had me going back looking for pictures. Trying to be prepared, my normal prepared self.
I love it. Paul, this was good. This was good. This was really good.
Yeah, it's fun. Make everybody scramble.
Well, there's always fun in that.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
There's types of chaos that you can enjoy.
Yep.
Scrambling for those pictures. But just think about, look at how many pictures you stumbled across while scrambling for the one that you wanted.
Yeah, I saw a few that made me smile.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, shucks. Yuck.
Mission accomplished. That's the one beautiful thing about pictures, though. When you look back at some pictures, they bring a flood of of memories and emotions and senses. And every, I mean, they really touch all of your senses. There's something you can look at.
Yep.
You can almost smell. I know I had a picture once of, well, I still have a picture, of a group of a family. We, back in the day, we used to always go to Maryland in the summer. And it seemed like all the men would be outside at the picnic tables that were covered with newspaper, eating crabs. And all of the women were inside doing what they do. I mean, they were cooking the crabs, but they were in there, you know, doing what they do. I don't know what they did in there because I was outside where the food was. But I could almost smell the crabs again just looking at that picture.
Oh, yeah.
Man, we sit
yeah.
there eating them things until you got juice dripping off your elbows.
Off the elbows. Ooh, all that crab meat going in. Oh, man.
Yeah.
That old big taste.
Yeah.
I might have to get me some tomorrow. Yeah.
So, Gwen T, did you stumble across some very pleasant memories looking for the picture?
I did. I saw some people that made me smile that were in the pictures.
Mm. Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome. I wasn't really expecting all of this when I first chose this theme, but God has his way of taking things and doing what he wants with them. So.
Yes.
I'm grateful that it came out this way. So, are you going to post the picture?
I will, as long as I can find the page, which I'm going to do that.
Here's another one. Can't find the page. Let me see what I can do about that. Uh-oh. Look at me acting like I'm technical. Share. And I just invited you.
Thank you.
Hey, you like that? You see this van, right?
There we go.
I see it. Technical difficulties, gentlemen. Technical difficulties.
I did something technical, though.
I know you did. I said technical difficulties.
See how God works.
Yeah, okay, it surely was him. Thank you. It was surely him. Oh, man. I'm loving this picture of Adrian.
Yeah, that's a nice picture.
Yeah. And I posted a picture. For real, talking about, I knew you were eating. And I'm guilty as charged. My friend Josephine, after we left church, I had to bring her home. So she said, well, Paul, you're more than welcome to come do your show here because I've done a few shows here. And she said, are you eating? Well, if you're offering, sure. I mean, so I posted what I was eating. The before and after. Yeah, I got my little fat man on real quick. And now as soon as the show's over, I think the itis is going to hit real quick. But that's okay.
So Gwen C.
Yes.
What piece do you have that you'd like to share tonight?
I have a piece I wrote during National Poetry Month titled Blue Eyes.
Oh, the mic is yours.
Oh.
Thank you. Worldly, we are of one God. We be seed long ago planted. I am you, and you are love, and that's what makes the world go round. 1 or 1 million years, I am you, and you are love, and that's what makes the world go round. Boundaries set by hate, when bonded by love, be the intent. Uplift each other from backdrop of unwanted, unnecessary pain. Be imagination and doer. I am you, and you are love, and that's what makes the world go round. Transforms into togetherness, companionship. Does the world not move? It moves with voice. It conveys an energy. It evolves as we do. I am you, and you are love, and that's what makes the world go round. beautiful in its natural state. Why do we not love each other naturally in peace?
Oh, man. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
I enjoyed that. I really enjoyed that.
Thank you so much.
You said that was called Blue Eyes?
Yeah, it was from a workshop I did in National Poetry Month. We had to write pieces, and one of the pieces of art that they gave us was African, literally, like from the country, Africans. I want to make sure you know I'm saying
okay.
it right, with blue eyes.
Oh, wow.
And so it was a baby that had these bright blue eyes but beautiful brown skin, and we had to write a picture.
Man.
We had to write a poem based off the picture.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Can you send me the picture?
Yeah, I think I still have it in my phone. If I do, I'll share it because it's beautiful.
Please.
So pretty.
Yes. But, you know, that's a powerful picture. Because, you know, it was on a previous show we were talking about how we all came from Adam and Eve, you know. At the end of the day, we are all the same. And that is such a beautiful example of that. What are the odds?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that picture would make you write something. I could see that.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to find it.
I'm definitely going to write to it.
If I don't find it in my phone, I'll go get the link and find it and send it to you guys or post it on the group or something on the page.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Perfect.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for your time. You all have a great night.
Oh, thank you too, Gwincy.
You as
God bless you.
God bless. Bye, Paul. Thank you.
God bless you, Crane. You're quite welcome. I'm not sure if you'll be able to get this next caller on the mic because I'm sure him and Farrell are back there busting it up. Maybe he'll pull himself away.
Maybe he'll pull himself away. Let's just see. Next up on the mic, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. Joe the Verbal, what's good with you, bro?
Oh, Brother Poetic, how you doing, sir?
Phenomenal, man, just phenomenal. How about yourself?
Fantastic. Paul, how you doing this evening, my good brother?
I'm wonderful, sir. How about you? Glad to hear you.
Fantastic. Likewise, man. I'm loving the feel of this show tonight. Feels good.
So what's your take on some of these retro? Have you been looking at any event page at any of these pictures?
Yes, I have. I actually found one I wanted to send, and I lost my spot, but I'm going to dig it back up and send it in there, man. It's definitely an old picture.
Yeah, we need to see that.
I'm definitely going to dig that up, man. I had it, but I lost it, you know, I lost it for a second, but I'm going to get it back because I know I got it now. So, yeah, I'm going to put that in there, man.
Okay.
Get a nice chuckle.
But you know what
sir,
just popped into my head, and this is for both of you. You remember those embarrassing pictures from way back that parents used to love taking of you laying on a rug somewhere in your birthday suit?
Oh, no, I haven't
that
old, man.
I wasn't on the rug.
I'm so glad I ain't seen that.
Man, I was on a red sheet. I was on the bed with a red sheet. Man, I was like, Ma, why you take these pictures?
I don't know what that was about back then, but
was that your Superman cape back then?
Man, I don't know, but I was like, why? I was like, why?
Oh man!
Oh Lord!
I'm gonna have to ask my daddy about those pictures, man, because we still got those pictures, man. I want to burn them. I want to burn them so bad.
Oh, hey, man, you know, that they're already trying to erase our history. Hold on to that, brother. Keep that, you know what I mean? Keep that.
Man. All right.
The good, the bad, and ugly, dog. It's where we come from.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
Man, I don't remember seeing any of our forefathers' pictures like that, man. I don't remember seeing those, okay? They just run around over there naked. I don't remember seeing anybody laying on no sheets, laying on no rugs, you know. No, we didn't need to, we should not have taken those pictures.
But it's there now.
Yeah. That was grafted in after the fact. Thank God we didn't see any of them.
Man, once I get this thing, y'all going to crack up, man. Oh, man, hell. I got to.
Oh, man. Uh-oh.
I almost got to. Hold up. Let me copy this junk. Do not laugh. I'm telling y'all, do not laugh. I'm telling y'all.
This is going to be a good one.
I don't want to know. For real, look like Keith Sweat, man. On one side, and on the other side, he look like
Keith Moody. I sent the damn picture, so here it is.
Uh-oh.
All right. Let me get over to this event page. Wait. Back up. Go past it.
Man, I ain't no Gwen seen you, Nas. She out there taking pictures with Nas.
Man, Gwen, see a beast, man.
Oh, look at Joe the Verbal. Boy. Hey, man. Hey, Paul. They got the wrong beast playing these black gangsters in these movies, man. These throwback movies. They got
okay.
the wrong guys. They got the wrong guys.
You got a second career.
Yeah, that's like 70-something, man. 70-something, man. Oh, no, for real, I've seen it. Oh, my God, what did Gordon say?
Oh, Lord.
These are great.
This is too much fun. Man, I tell you, man.
Paul, this is definitely fun, man. This is definitely fun.
Man.
But I swear Joe the Verbal looked like a gangster boat. Looked like a gangster boat.
Yeah, that was on my act right there. That was on my act right that day, man.
But you know, back in the day, that's when you dressed like that.
Yeah, man. You know, I had the long sideburns.
Sideburns, man.
Uh-huh. Yeah, man. He had hair back then.
Paul, Joe looked like he had the he was in the mirror for a good little minute picking out that fro, boy.
Oh, my shit was soft as silk, brother. My shit was soft. He thinks about hot second.
Hot second.
Back then, them clothes were serious business.
Man, blowout coming up. Went through 4 or 5 of them jokes, man.
Man, look.
Oh, yeah. Being in the military, you know, you had to pack this stuff in, man. Pack it in.
Man, wet it up. Throw some thick grease on it. Tie it down real tight so that way they don't see it. Then when you leave post to go on base, you can pick it out and you got some hair.
Yes, sir.
Military.
Blowout coming with my best friend. Yes, you had to blend it with the locals, man. You had to blend it with the locals.
I remember them. Oh,
I know that's right.
Good old days.
Yes, boy.
Oh, that was fun. That was a lot of fun back then. Oh, right, Joe, my brother.
Yes, sir.
I know a picture isn't the only thing that you brought with you for tonight, now is.
Oh, not at all, brother. I'd like to share something with you, man.
What did you bring for us, King?
I got something called If You Think You're Lonely Now.
Mm. Retro picture and a retro song title. Okay.
Right.
Mike is yours, King.
Okay. If you think you're lonely now, you probably are. Do you find yourself wishing upon stars? Friends and families are mere garments for your soul. When the night falls, you're still left feeling cold. Do you find yourself more busy than usual? Are you occupying your mind with things that are trivial? Will you drown yourself in poetic verses? Let me say this again. I think you heard this. Will you drown yourself in poetic verses? If you think you're lonely now, there's no app or service. Do you place yourself in a crowd of people? Do you bow your head and pray under steeples? Praying your soul to rest and that God may keep you. Yet still among the masses, no one can see you. love lost, love never found. The loneliness is equal when you tap on your keys and reach out overseas looking for someone to greet you. If you think you're lonely now, you'll feel lonelier knowing they'll never meet you. Oh, the disparity of it all, the pain to just be you. Are you praying again for life to just leave you? Or will you occupy that single seat at the matinee at the Bijou? If you think you're lonely now, I believe you. Peace.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
I like that.
Sir.
I like
that. Yes, sir. I like that, too.
Mm.
If you think you're lonely
appreciate
now,
it,
I believe. That's dope, man.
Mm.
That's really dope.
Yeah.
Appreciate it,
brother. It's a real reminder. You got to prioritize things. Those things that are important, you got to, you know, share their importance. If you let them go or don't use them, you'll lose them. And you will be lonely. Those people in your lives that are important, you know. Yeah, that makes you think about some, that makes me think about some things. I love that piece, though.
Thanks,
yes, sir.
Now, are you going to sing the song that goes along with it? Of course.
If you think you're lonely now, wait until tonight, girl.
Okay.
That's about all I can do
after
on that.
Music
is
music.
ladies and gentlemen, Vanilla Chocolate, Vanilla Chocolate, Vanilla Chocolate.
Oh, man. You know, we're not supposed to be having this much fun over here. I'm going to get white arms.
Oh, man.
But between the pictures and the conversation, this night has been fantastic. It's been off the chain.
Mm-hmm.
Off the chain.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has.
You know, it's good to visit the past. You know, a lot of times with history, you look back at the things that are important in history. They're all about something basically negative, you know, bad times, wars, and so on and so forth. That's what history dwells upon. But all of the past ain't bad. So I think it was a good idea. Thank you, Lord, for doing this little retro piece. It reminds us where we came from, some of the laughs and loves from the past. And I think everybody tonight has gotten a laugh thus far. So, you know, retro is not a bad
absolutely
thing.
Man.
Going back.
Absolutely. Going back. Nothing wrong with it, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me see. We have many callers left? Oh, we only got a little over a half hour left for the show. Before they go
yep, we got
shut
one,
us down.
One caller left. We're going to move Joe the Verbal over into the Praise Lounge. He's already in the chat room. Man,
okay.
Joe the Verbal, we appreciate you, brother.
No, thanks
yes,
for having
let
her.
Me know,
I appreciate it.
Let me know when the next single going to drop, man, because I'm going to support you, man. Vanilla Chocolate, I'm going to support you.
Hey, Vance, don't get on him too much because you saw who was standing next to him in that picture.
Yeah, that,
I'm assuming.
Wait, who was that? Was that your mama or your grandmother?
Oh, no. That was actually a friend of the family's, man, one of the sisters,
elder
sisters. Her mom just her sister just passed.
I was thinking I was my dude. I was going to say, yeah, he got his backup in that picture with him. You might not mess with him too much.
Yeah, we were talking about
the
funeral,
man. Hey, man, she looked like she was on go. She looked like she had a baseball bat in her purse.
Oh, she don't play now.
I'll tell you now, boy, that's what she looked like. Yeah.
Okay.
You come incorrectly if you want to. Let me pull out this baseball bat real quick. And the only thing the person's going to be saying is, man, how's she fit a baseball bat in that little purse?
And by the time they got that out, they'd be sweet.
All she had to do was speak. All she had to do was speak. Everybody knew what time it was.
I know that's right, bro.
Okay.
Yes, sir. All
right.
That's when parents were parents back then.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Wow. Now, that was a mouthful. Parents were parents.
Mm-hmm.
Not club partners, drinking partners, smoking partners, best friends, my BFF and all that. No, parents are parents. Mm-hmm. You're so right. Appreciate
yes,
you for that reminder right there, Joe.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you. Appreciate y'all, man.
Man, we appreciate you, brother. Stick
one
around,
love,
man. Joe, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic, y'all.
God bless you.
Ladies and gentlemen, our brother Joe, the verbal mind dancer, coming through, man. We're going to call him
parents
another tackle from now on, man.
Oh, man. Yeah, that'll work. That'll definitely
right,
work.
Right. Let's get to this next caller, Paul. Let's see what Mr. Automatic Charismatic got to add to tonight. What's good with
you,
brother? Mr. Automatic Charismatic, are you muted, sir? Are you sleeping, sir?
I don't hear no snoring. I was going to challenge him to a freestyle, but he ain't there.
He ain't there.
Look, if that didn't bring him on the mic, he must be asleep.
He got to be.
I know one show he was asleep. We could hear him snoring.
Oh, man, I remember that show. Mr. Automatic Harris, are you there, sir? Did you click over to another line? He famous for that, too. Click it over on another line, and then it hit you in the butt. Hey, did I miss my turn? Yeah, you missed your turn. You on another line.
Yeah. Hour later.
All right, we're going to mute him back. Y'all let Mr. Automatic Charismatic know he got missed. He opened his mic. He not there.
Yeah. We tried. We really did.
We did. Yep. Oh, Paul, this is a dynamic show, my brother.
Man, look. This is more than I could have thought about. I envisioned when I came up with Retro. I don't even know where I came. Well, I guess my daddy told me to do that. Because it just popped into my head out the clear blue and I ran with it. Now I see why.
I know that's me.
Because remembering family, remembering times, remembering where we came from. Such a powerful thing.
Yes, sir.
We need more of it. Yeah. This is what gives us the strength to go on. Like in Joe's picture, he has the friend of the family in that picture with him. I'm sure that brings to mind some of the lessons that were taught by that woman, some of the butt whoopings from that woman. You know, it brings back memories, but it brings
mm-hmm.
back power, strength, the reminder of the power that you came from, the strength that you came from to help you go on. It's a beautiful thing.
Yes, sir.
But, you know, you can find strength and power, camaraderie, and a lot of Epiphany's programs. Matter of fact, Van, why don't you give them the rundown of what Epiphany has every day of the week? They can pick which
Absolutely.
One they choose to, or pick them all.
It will be my pleasure. Join us tomorrow night, Monday night, with the Soul Cafe with your host, the CEO himself, For Real, the Poet Douglas, author Larry Maddox, Essentially Janice, La Perla Negra, and yours truly, Poetic. Tuesday night, y'all, is the Honey Dripper with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night is the Love Zone with Miss VIP, La Perla Negra, and guest hosting with them is Essentially Janice. Thursday night, y'all, is the Get Down with J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. And we also have a guest host from the Just Us League, and that will be Rain. Friday night, y'all, is Miss VIP and Express Your Vibe. Make sure you tune in. Saturday night, y'all, is going to be Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently with your host, yours truly, Poetic. And then we'll be right back here next Sunday, y'all, for Youth Poetry with your hosts of the Inspiration Factory, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. Paul, back to you.
Yeah. You know, we're getting ready to wrap things up. I don't want to go. I'm having a good time. But we do have to move on. But that just means you have to come back next week.
That's
to,
right.
To pick up where we left off, have some more fun. You know, we can't give it to you all in one night. But I do want to
That's
thank
right,
everybody that called in and shared these pictures. I got
so much enjoyment just looking at the people that I've developed a relationship with on the air. But to see some of these pictures kind of gives you a little deeper insight of the person that you're sharing poetry with. You know, so for that, I'm grateful for you guys standing up to the challenge. And I just hope that we can do more things like that to keep us together as a family, as a unit, as a community. You know, scribes were used very powerfully in the Bible in biblical days, those that could write things down. That's part of our charge as being poets. You know, so we need to keep each other in prayer, hold each other up, because the enemy attacks us because we're the ones that put the word of God out there. We're the ones that put the word out there that there is salvation, there's a better way. If you're feeling bad, you don't have to stay there. We're the ones that encourage people.
That's
give
right.
Give them hope. You know, so we need to pray for each other, you know. Hold each other up. Support one another. And
absolutely.
I think we do a pretty good job, but things are about to get worse. So we may have to step our game up just a tad. So we have to hold that in prayer and ask for the strength and the covering of the Almighty as we rise to the occasion of being a scribe, being a poet. You know, in a worldly sense, it's just a fun thing. But in the spiritual sense, it's a hefty responsibility. But you can still have fun with it. But it's a responsibility in the midst of that.
That's right. Yes, sir.
And I'm grateful to have been able to share the airwaves with all of you tonight. This was the topping on a beautiful, beautiful day. You know, I was ripping and running, and I had to call Van from church asking him, could he open the studio for me because I wouldn't be available to do so. I'll be listening until I can. And, Danielle, I was not driving that fast to get to my destination so I could get into the studio or online to join in with the show. I did the speed limit because you don't speed in Bensalem. Not if you have any coloration to your skin. You don't do no speeding, so I behave. But anyway, you got the rundown for the week. I'd love to hear. I'm going to have to do better with getting to some of these shows during the week. Hope to see y'all there and some of these other shows as well. And then I'm going to let you have your closing remarks. Then I'll take us to the throne. We can play a song and head on out the door.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, we had a lot of fun here, a lot of freedom, a lot of poetic expressions. But make no doubt about it that if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, we're here to help you know who he is, because we serve a mighty God. And you can reach out to Paul or myself, and we will usher you into the presence of the Lord, not by our words, but by the inspired and written texts from the word of God. So if you don't know him, we urge you to get to know him, because tomorrow's not promised. So hit either one of us up, because we got you covered, and we won't leave you alone. We won't leave you by yourself. That I can promise you.
Absolutely. Yes.
Paul.
Yes. Yes, sir. Yeah, I appreciate the surety that you have when you tell them, we won't leave you alone.
Absolutely.
Get on your nerves. Checking in on you.
Absolutely. Checking in on you. How your walk going? What's your struggles?
That's right.
You know, you feel open to share with us. We're here with you.
That's right. Like a sponsor in an AA or NA program. Yeah. We're there for you.
Absolutely.
We're your sponsors in the Jesus.
And let me say this. Let me say this. Real quick. When we say that we're going to be there with you, we are there with you to walk you through your trials and tribulations, to help you, to assist you. We are not here to judge.
How could we?
Absolutely.
Y'all heard some of my story. How can I stand in judgment over somebody with all the shenanigans I've been through, all the stuff, I'm going to leave it at stuff, all the stuff I've been through and have done and been delivered from and been saved from and been pulled out of. How could I ever look at something? How could I talk about the mote in your eye when I got a whole tree growing out of mine? It don't work that way for either one of us. Because we all fall short. So how can we stand and judge one another when there's no variation or levels to sin?
Right.
If you're a sinner, you're a sinner. Whether you lie or whether you kill somebody, it's the same thing in the eye of God. It's disobedience. So none of us are better than the other.
That's right.
Good point to bring up, man. Thank you for that. You know, I don't want anybody to think that.
God be the glory, man.
Yes, yes. Whew. I got goosebumps right now. He uses the most flawed people for the greatest thing. That if you don't know the Bible, you don't know the Gospels, and you don't know this, like Van said, get in touch with us. We'll help you with some of those things. And then once you see who he has used to elevate the kingdom, you won't feel so bad no more.
Mm-hmm. My God.
Like he said when he was coming in Jerusalem, I can have the rocks praise me. I mean, it's not like he needs us. He gives his praise. But the fact that he uses us, despite us, is just a humbling thing. Very humbling. Like he said in that piece, in your piece, man, despite me, he still loves me, you know.
Sir. Yes, sir.
You need to learn about this guy. You need to get a relationship with somebody like that. That's the type of love you need in your life. Not that love that is there with you when you got money and you broke, all of a sudden that love is gone. It's there when you got passes to get into a game for free, and then when the game is over, the love is gone. You need that love that's going to love you through the good, the bad, the right, the wrong, the ups, the downs, the sicknesses, the wellnesses. Every aspect of your breathing existence, that love is there. That's what you need. And it would be our honor to share our limited knowledge with you to help you develop your own knowledge or allow him to guide you through the knowledge. But see, God don't tell us everything. He won't let us understand everything until we're ready to understand it. You know, it's like, you wouldn't go into an elementary school and try to teach quantum physics or something along those lines. Because they would just sit there scratching their head, look at you like you're lost. God's the same way. As we mature and grow spiritually, he reveals more and more and more to us. That's one of the things I love about becoming more seasoned in life, because he allows me to understand a little bit more. And with that understanding, you have a responsibility to turn around and help the next man. Share some of that.
Indeed. Indeed.
God is he's unbelievable. the little bit that we can understand about him and what he does is just phenomenal. Mind blowing. We haven't even scratched the surface of all that he is and all that he knows. So. You better get yours while you can. I'm getting mine. I'm not going to say I got it, but I'm getting mine. Okay, Zach, are you ready? You think it's about time to go to the throne and thank our Father for tonight?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So if you guys don't mind joining me at the throne, Heavenly Father, first thing I must say is thank you, Lord. Thank you for the fellowship that you offered us this evening. Thank you for the words that we heard, the encouragement, the laughs that we had. This is a good example of those. Once we come to know the Lord, life doesn't get to become so strict that you can't have fun. You can still have fun in the Lord. Thank you for this example. Father God, we ask that those many that are hurting because of loss of a loved one, loss of a job, any of the other adversities in today's society, in today's life, we ask that you would just let them feel your presence, Lord. We already know that you're there. Let them feel your presence. Let them draw some of that goodness from you, Father God. Let them feel the utopia that only you can bring. Father God, we ask that as we leave the airways, that you would go with me, go with us, that you would bless us and every family member of those represented here this evening, as well as those who wanted to call in and could not. Father God, we just ask that you would continue your covering over us as we walk with you. We look forward to joining again next week here with you, Father. Although we walk with you throughout the week, it's a little different when we share ourselves together in this format, Father God. We just thank you for this ability. So we ask that you would continue to bless us on the upcoming week. Have your way, Lord. Precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Good night, and God bless you all.
Good night. God bless you.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you. Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Watch me through and through. Just create you. I need you to
change me. gravity has come home.